rigorous, Tamara MC. The club. Members may include husbands, children, mothers, grandmothers, friends. And they may also include arms, legs, a torso, a foot. All members can be dismembered. All memories of the dismemberment must be forgotten. To survive is to disremember. To never forget is not always an option. For us souls who never forget. Instead, we must work to purge these memories. Our limbs must be taken off, one by one, and kept in separate bottles. Their fusion makes remembering too easy. In our chest, our hearts remain. They are never put in a bottle. For this reason, we are still whole, even with parts missing. Everything else, people and limbs, is peripheral. All those members who we thought we couldn't live without are disassembled, and still we are disjointed, but no longer disgruntled. With time this happens, I promise. How many times my body parts have been dissed? How many times my ass was taken for granted, and I was their dishwasher, their coin-operated laundromat, a key to the front door. I was the vacuum upstairs. We spend a whole life trying to bring it all together. Maybe we shouldn't. There is peace in disorientation. Because I was disowned, I disarranged the furniture in the great room. I put the blue couch in the loft and the black leather couch by the fireplace. I disabled the alarm. Cut it off completely. I told Acura Systems I wouldn't need their services. I disentangled myself from the cable cords. I was a disobedient woman. I had been disqualified from my housewife duties. The foothills disapproved and disliked this raging sage. I was disbarred from the courtroom I was never even allowed into. Well, I was allowed, but only so the judge could disinfect me and try to distill my fluids. Disregarded, I distrusted the legal system. It was distasteful, and I had disdain for the disadvantages dictated to me for my disbelief in justice. Disentangle her mouth from her dissimilar tongue, the judge would say. I will now disrespect your discomfort. Ex-husband, I will dislodge my inner genie from my ineloquent throat and unite it with my discontent. You disloyal son of a bitch, you disappeared, but I will disunite the witches living in my chest, and they will disorganize, giving disinformation and rack disorder on your disused genitals. Disemboweled and surrendered. When the bowels are removed, there is pain in the stomach. When the stomach is cut into two and one pulls out their own viscera, it hurts. To coerce and intimidate us peasants, they rage psychological warfare, trying to decapitate our heads from our hearts. To mark this, I ritualize my own suicide, ripping open my stomach, slitting it, digging out my spleen, and flinging it towards the man. It lies on the bed. I am the daughter of evil. How intestines come through anus. How suction dislodges liver and pancreas. How heavy weight over the abdomen remedies the water goblins. Out from the ponds and rivers. Stripped from the bark. They come to save my quartered body. Parboiled then panboiled. Genitals burned. I am reborn. I will fill my body with ash. Come at it. It is already burned. You gruesome man of no lungs. Preserve me in a canopic jar. These viscera are returning. Plain lid and all. My head atop. Made of clay. In afterlife. My heart still in this mummy body. Is protected by the goddesses of the north, south, east, and west. Inscribed it reads, hollowed, pure, and bright. You char, scorch and blacken. I ignite. Loaves of bread are hot, and I warn you to keep your hands off the bread. She is dangerous like a Japanese samurai. Like a Lithuanian basketball player. Like a Russian soldier. Like a Muslim mullah. Like a Jewish princess. Just know a green chili provolone sandwich is so much more. And ask yourself, what type of chili was used?